Richard.
Helena, yes, I agree with you that Harvey Korman and Tim Conway were good in their day, but you know what? I don't have the time to discuss this right now. I'll call you later. Goodbye.
Hey, Bublin.
Hi, Lonnie.
I have the statistics or the ratings that you wanted. I actually have to go in the other room to get them, but
But you know what? You know what? Hold off on that. You know, it's 3 o'clock. And Flint Orwell is on.
You want me to turn it on?
Put it on the radio. I want to hear him. He's so wonderful.
Okay.
To combine humor and commentary.
Let me hear this guy. I've heard about this guy. Yeah,
it's great.
The conservative slant on the news, and I'd like to.
Oh yeah, this guy. I've heard of him.
You've heard of him before? He's excellent.
Program.
Flint Orwell. Yeah.
How are you doing out there?
He's so inspirational. You know,
my friend. I just want to say, you know, coming into the studio today, the state that this country is in, it's amazing what these liberal bastards have done to this country.
So true.
I look around.
Hey, he's pretty entertaining.
Isn't he?
Bastards for a reason.
He really hits home, you know, he goes right to the point.
You're really a fan of his?
Yeah, definitely. He's great.
Their ideas come right out of left field, and pun intended. They are.
I agree with them totally. I mean, this guy Flint Orwell is like one of the most inspirational, the most wicked person I've ever known to know what's going on in today's society and understand what's going on and able to put it in a clear, concise manner so everyone will understand what's going on.
Yeah.
You know.
At this point, we may have 5 years.
And I listen to his show every single day. I mean, I don't miss a day of Flint Orwell at 3 o'clock. I mean, if I miss it, I tape it. I make sure I listen to him every single day.
Wow.
Definitely.
Now, what's he saying now? About
an utter disaster.
Liberals?
He's saying that liberals and how in left field they are and how they're screwing up our society.
But you're saying he's entertaining as well.
Well, definitely. Definitely, because right now, he's really...
We have a great show coming up today.
Yeah,
I agree.
We'll be taking your calls.
See, we're talking about this. This is what I love. We take the calls about the people coming in and calling in.
Studio today. You may have heard of him. His name is Anthony Nuro.
Anthony Nuro. Wait a minute.
Program, we like to bring
I know that guy.
Politics, but also some of the
why is he on the show? And, why not? Why am I not on the show?
Welcome you to the Flint Orwell program. Thank you, Flint. Thanks for having me.
I remember
that. I know that you
have
been...
But like, why is he on the show?
You've been promoting a new movie that you've made, actually.
Oh, a new movie. I should have known.
You want to tell me a little bit about it?
Probably stinks.
It's called Son of the Medium Grass.
Oh, that movie stinks.
I see.
Why is he promoting that kind of crappy movie?
What's it about? Well, okay, let me tell you what it's about.
Give me a break.
It's set in Alaska.
I can make better movies than him. Why is he on and I'm not?
It's about revenge.
Revenge, I see.
Oh, yeah, I'll talk about revenge, let me tell you.
I've been a fan of Anthony's for quite a while. Your first movie
was
Eye of Destiny, and that was the kind of movie that really didn't get a lot of exposure, but it got a lot of good reviews.
Yeah, because it stunk.
I didn't like that one either.
It's so boring.
And now you also, one of your main claim to fame was music videos.
Music
video field, and you achieved a lot of...
And I helped him direct some of the videos. I'll make the mention of that.
I love, and whenever it's on, I watch
it. It's so weird. He's on the radio. We knew him. Like, we met him.
I believe it was...
Yeah, and you better say something about my videos that I made with him.
Videos ever.
Thank you.
And, of course, the Weird Highway video.
Oh, yeah, finally, I'm getting some sort of publicity here.
Melter Pluto.
Great. Now, what's he going to say? Let's see.
You didn't win it, but, you know. And you actually worked with Bublin A. Richardson.
This video, I believe.
What was it like working with this this individual?
To say it was... I guess I could say it was the worst.
That jerk.
Say something like that.
He is.
Because in my mind,
he is a little worm.
He's just a cog in the media, the liberal media machine, turning out.
Excuse me. This is Flint Orwell talking.
He is
calling me a. And now my coworker is like putting me. What is he going to say now?
But, I mean, as a person, what is he like as a person?
Well, I don't know about all the liberal bastards, but...
Thank you.
He's extremely eccentric. You could say he's
in what way is he eccentric? You know.
Well, he's a brilliant guy.
Thank you.
Very
Finally,
he's giving you some credit.
It's a little compliment. Strange way, how strange.
Playing a lot of mind games.
Excuse me? Mind games?
No real.
Buddy, you do a lot of mind games too, you know.
He knows what he wants.
Yeah, I do.
And, what I want to get in, I want to know what it's like to actually be in a room with this person.
Why is he pursuing this issue?
I don't know. I don't know.
Individual.
Individual?
Well, most of the time, maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but,
maybe you shouldn't.
He talks to an egg a lot.
How dare you? I told you this in confidence, and he's telling everybody in the radio about my egg situation. How dare you tell him, Mr. Greg? You know, Lonnie, I'm getting so angry. Do me a favor right now. Please get Art Kuhlman on the phone right now. Art Kuhlman, right now. And turn that crap off. Turn it off now. And it's Art Kuhlman. Get him on the phone now.
All right, I have him on the phone now.
Good, thank you. Art? Yeah, this is Bublin. Uh-huh. You know, I just heard on the radio from Flint Orwell. He is such a jerk. He is putting all this stuff out about me that's wrong. He's making my image and really destroying me. And you know what? I am going to take one of my private jets, and I am going to crash it into one of his buildings. Yes, I am, because this guy, Flint Orwell, that I looked up to, was one of my fans. He is totally messing me up. He is so rude, and now the person I work with is totally giving me the runaround and making me look like an absolute fool. I am going to get a kamikaze pilot, and I'm going to crash it into his building. Right. I'm going to do it now, within the next 2 hours. Excuse me? Are you calling me crazy? How dare you? How dare you, Art Kuhlman, of all people, to call me crazy? I'm telling you, I'm going to get one of my private jet planes, and I'm going to crash into your building, too. Well, you have a good day, too. Goodbye.